Mama Jo and Mo will be at the Grand. The Blue Scoobies are at Page Six. No Alibis at Jay Parker's. The Touch will be at the Dublin Pub. The Scapegoats are at Gatsby's. Kendra Shank and her trio will be at Birdland. George Coleman Quartet is at Fat Tuesdays. George Jr. and the Cool Raiders will be at Mondo Verso. The Thin Kings, Johnny Vegas, and Dan Arthur's Four Cats will be at the New Music Cafe. Bobby Previte's MP2s are at the Knitting Factory. Irma Thomas and the Professionals will be at Tramps. Orchid Room, The Gift, Stonehenge, and Hub Moore will be at the Batcave. And Sisters Grimm, Drag Triplet, Puppyhead, and Blush are at Continental. Tomorrow night, Monday, February 21st, Heavy Soul will be at the Dublin Pub. The Les Paul Trio is at Fat Tuesdays. The Blues Jumpers are at the Rodeo Bar. Fabulon and the Regers will be at Wetlands. Blues Traveler and Xanax 25 are at CBGB's. And Total Sexual Freedom, Pull, 1492, and Love Alien will be at Continental. On Tuesday, February 22nd, Paw is at the Grand. The Wake, Floor Show, and Sunshine Blind will be at Communion. Memphis Soul Review is at Manny's Car Wash. Vertical Dogs and Chris Kent will be at the New Music Cafe. Steady Ernest, Agent 99, and Thumper are at SOB's. Gina, Rail, Romeo Suicide, and Headcase will be at AKA. Plastique, Popgun, Bullfrog, and Bubblegum Crash will be at CBGB's. And Pug, Tractor, New School, and Guilty Hands will be at the Bank. On Wednesday, February 23rd, Nick Hayward and Moxie Frugus will be at Irving Plaza. Johnny Youth and The Verdict are at the Rock and Roll Cafe. Lonesome Bob will be at the Rodeo Bar. Milo Z and Defunk will be at Manny's Car Wash. Ray Band, Altimeter, and Sturm and Twang are at Trance. Swanson, Mind War, Wig, and Crisis will be at CBGB's. And the Half-Breeds and Five Chinese Brothers are at Continental. And don't miss the WUSB benefit on February 26th at Danger Zone in Smithtown, featuring the bands Porcupine 9, Squelch, and Hypno Love Wheel. All it costs is $5, so be there around 8. Concert billboard can be heard weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and midnight. You're listening to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
Days from 3 to 5:30, it's 2A Reality Syndrome. Tune in and hear DJ Circuit and Nick Fury present an unrelenting mixture of introspective music from Generation X.
This is William Merle, and you are listening to Dead City Radio on WUSB, Stony Brook, New York.
What are you here for? What are you here for? We're all here to go.
Okay, here's the question. Elvis Presley's home is called?
Graceland.
That's right. And what does Graceland have in common with WUSB 90.1 FM?
Not a damn thing.
That's right. But what goes on every Friday morning, every alternating Friday morning at 4 a.m.?
Dangerous Kitchen.
That's right. And who's the host? This is a tricky one.
Oh, Christ. Kurt Rotterdam.
That's right. What is Kurt Rotterdam like sticking down his pants?
Oh, I'd rather not discuss that.
That's right, because it's really quite gross. Okay, so let's recap. WUSB, alternating Fridays at 4 a.m., The Dangerous Kitchen, and Elvis Presley never, never ingested Crisco. So make sure you listen this alternating Friday, whichever Friday that might be, at 4 a.m., and you'll hear what's his name?
Well, Kurt Rotterdam, and maybe if you're lucky, he'll tell you what he sticks down his pants.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Bobby Rice, and if you like all the cutting-edge classic new wave of the early 80s with bands like The Cure, Depeche Mode, Blondie, The Smiths, New Order, and more, then you have got to listen to me host Nouvelle Vague every Thursday night, Friday morning, 2 to 4 a.m., right here on 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook, Long Island's first station of the 90s.
Yes, WUSB in Stony Brook. It's 9 minutes after 12 o'clock. We just felt like playing a whole lot of promos. You know, we do that sometimes. You know, the best thing about all of this is that after 2 days, 2 days of temperatures in the 60s, the snow is still on the ground. Is that cool or what? on the air.
Shh.
Well, good evening, everybody. A little bit late, but better late than never. Spiny, you were late. But
no.
Not late for here. You were late for somewhere. You went running out of here like a madman, and now you came sort
moping
of moping back, I guess.
Yeah.
What was that all about? You ran out of here for some reason. What was the reason?
Well, I ran out to catch the 12 o'clock movie at Javits Center here.
Uh-huh. And your show ends at 12, so you had to leave early.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd make it over there.
Right.
Is it a very short film, or did something happen?
Well, get this. We go to there. There's no line whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
Turns out the movie's starting at 12:30. So we take a walk around the building just to see if our friends are there. Now there's a line across campus. So we have to wait on one line to get tickets and then wait on another line to get in. And this line to get tickets has people just cutting in front and, whole fraternities just moving in the beginning of the line and stuff. So it was like...
Fraternities, those are ugly. Ugly
gangs,
yeah.
Ooh. So I came back to join you.
What was the film?
Oh, Carletta's Way, Carlotta's... Wife.
One of those names. Well, at least the weather's nice, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah, nice weather today. And lots of melting snow.
What's that shirt say?
I don't know what this shirt says. I only just threw it on a little while ago, so I don't even know what it says. Could say something obscene in a different language.
What country did you get it from?
I don't even know. I don't even know if it's mine, to be honest.
Yeah.
When you're in a hurry, strange things happen. So, yes, this is Brain Damage. We weren't on last week because of the hockey game, and actually Matt was on for a little while, I think. And next week, I think, is another hockey game. It's all part of the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
How about those Olympics, huh?
How about that?
Are those amazing Olympics? I'm told that we're supposed to be talking about Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan and nothing else. That's every talk show in America has to talk about that, and that's just it.
Well, let's get right to it, then.
No two ways about it. Well, first of all, I think, I don't think anything about this, to be honest. I mean, I've watched all the newscasts, I've watched all the reports, I've seen everything there is to see, and I don't have an opinion. I mean, yeah, these people had an altercation of some sort, and now they're skating together, and isn't that nice, and who really cares?
If we can only get all the world leaders to skate together. Hey, what do you think? Do you think anything about the nudie pictures?
What nudie pictures?
Of her?
Wait, who's got nudie pictures?
I don't know who's got them, but Harding.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, she's something, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I haven't seen them yet, but...
Yeah. Well, okay, now, according to this, the number one topic... This is the suggestions that are left in my mailbox sometimes.
Can I take a guess?
Yes.
The number one topic for talk shows?
Yes.
Penis cutting.
That's right. You must have gotten the same thing. Number two is the Whitewater Probe. Do you know anything about the Whitewater Probe?
No.
I didn't think so. Los Angeles earthquake is number three. Somehow, I think this list, even though it's dated now, it comes out a little late because the earthquake's old news. Tonya Harding came in at number four. Michael Jackson's sex charges came in at number five. Condom advertisements is the sixth most popular topic. Crime and violence, gun trade-in programs, Secretary of Defense transition, and health care reform. That's everything. And...
in a nutshell.
Yeah. Did you hear that story about the person who allegedly got robbed at the ATM?
And then made it all up.
She made it all up. Now, I was reading the story today, and this person really should have, checked with a couple of experts first. I mean, look at the mistake she made. I mean, she initially said that she wanted to withdraw $10 to take her daughter to breakfast, and that the thief ordered her to press the $200 button while he held a gun to her toddler's head and laughed. Well, at that ATM, you can only take out a minimum of 20, not 10, 20. I mean, isn't that the kind of thing you'd check before filing a false story? You'd know that, you could get... it's like saying you were going to take out 20 lira or something, not realizing that the machine doesn't give out lira. I mean, come on. What's wrong with criminals of today? They don't research their crimes before they commit them. So, according to the detectives, the $10 didn't make sense because you have to take out at least 20 at an ATM. From the onset, we were trying to get all the facts to catch the suspects, and during our investigation, the facts we were receiving just did not substantiate her story. And, Let's see what else. The only truth in her story was that $200 was withdrawn from her account at 7:52 a.m. But a check of bank records showed that another ATM customer made a withdrawal 4 minutes earlier at 7:48. And detectives found that person. They questioned him. And he said he remained in the parking lot for several minutes and saw no silver Toyota, which was the escape car described by this person. Also, a composite sketch showed a black man with his hair cropped up high, yet when Mary Rose Posner first reported the incident to 911, she said the assailant was wearing a hat. Now, the detective says with the kind of hair she described, it couldn't possibly have fit under a hat. It's embarrassing. I mean, people are going to look and say, Long Island, you know, and they're going to point to Long Island, and people make up crimes that are so preposterous that they never hold water.
Funny thing is, all the news media bit at the story.
Oh, yeah, they went crazy. They love this kind of thing. You know, I was watching... Did you read about the Chemical Bank incident where everybody that withdrew money, it was doubled? It's a little incentive program of some sort that Chemical Bank offered. Yeah, everything that was done on Wednesday morning was, if you withdrew $20, it was credited as $40 being withdrawn. Yeah, $200 was $400. You know, it was very nice. And it took them just about all day to catch that. Now, this woman was at a Chemical Bank. Now, no one has mentioned that, but I think it would be very, very ironic if, you know, you're being robbed at an ATM. Not only do you get robbed, but the robbery gets doubled because the bank machine has a mistake on that very same day. But nobody picked up on that. Now, maybe she was using a Chemical Bank ATM with another bank, and that wouldn't have affected it. Maybe that's it. But still, I think someone should have said something. Anyway, the whole thing was a hoax anyway, so on top of that, who knows what really happened. Now, Posner also said in an interview on the day of the robbery, which they should put in quotes, but they didn't, that she would never go to an ATM again, but police said she made a withdrawal from the same machine at 2 p.m. that very day. I mean, she withdrew $200. What does she need another 20 for? Well, apparently she did this to get her husband's attention, and she now has it. Who knows what's going to happen next and what this person will face. She could go to jail for a year or get a $1,000 fine or both. The announcement of her arrest came swiftly because, according to police, we don't want people driving around looking for a black man in a silver Toyota. I don't know why especially they don't want people doing that, but we don't want people thinking a gun was held to the head of a baby at an ATM. Anywhere else, just not an ATM. Okay, here's a story out of Cincinnati. A woman whose car was crammed with trash and swarming with rats was placed in a relative's custody after the rats were spotted by some children. I heard the little girls screaming and yelling, and when I looked, I saw five rats in the window, said James Horton, a resident who called the police. Cincinnati for you. You know, Spy Magazine's going out of business.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, Spy Magazine's going out of business.
So that last issue, I guess, will be a collector's item, right?
Last issue sold out. Hasn't even gone on sale yet, though.
So I guess I was right.
Known for its skewering of celebrities and its separated at birth photos, ceasing publication after 7.5 years. It's kind of sad, isn't it? Tony Hendra, the editor-in-chief, said principal owner Gene Pagosi closed Spy after failing to sell it. As I understand it, there was a buyer, but the buyer was not prepared to invest in the magazine sufficient time to meet the pressures that were under, Hendra said. It's too bad. 78th and final issue of Spy will be on newsstands on March 1st in New York, nationwide March 8th.
But if they sold out, I guess they won't be.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Oh, we have callers. Okay, we have a new feature here. We have a new feature where we have call screening. Call screening. So, in a moment, we're going to check to see who our callers are on the line. And we'll be able to actually know who's going to be on the air before we put them on the air. It's an experiment, something that professional stations do. What? Oh, you need the list. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't give it to me, then. I don't need it. Okay. It's 24, because the whole aura is to have a call screener announce the calls. Yes. you know, like they, if they were portraying radio on TV, this is how they do it, and that's how we want to do it. Because, yeah, except I can have to crane my neck to see the little window. Okay, so we have a call screener whose name is Mr. Screener. And Mr. Screener, are you there?
Eric?
Yeah, okay. I'm picking you up. You're breaking up a little bit, but I am picking you up. Do we have a call? Hello, I might have confused him. Do we have a call? I definitely confused him. He's staring straight ahead. And
he wants my help.
He wants your help?
Yeah.
But he said that first sentence so well.
Let me cut something.
Okay, he might have blown up the studio. In any event, we're prepared for such an emergency because we can tell you what temperature it is. It's 7 degrees outside. That's it. I have nothing else to say. Nothing else at all. So, how about those
Eric?
Mets? Yes. Oh, all right, cut it. Yes, do we have a call? Hello, anybody there? I hear you very, very faintly. Like, you're bleeding through somehow. Okay, I hear you now rustling papers.
How about now?
Okay, I hear you fine. Whatever you did, keep doing it. Okay, I think I got him now.
We got some calls.
Okay, we have calls.
Hey, Neil, Eric.
Yes.
There's no line 5 on the phone in here.
You don't say.
Did you know that?
Well, that's a tactical error, isn't it? We set our call screener up.
But there is a line 5, though.
There is a line 5, but you don't have access to it in there. That's kind of funny.
So you can take some calls?
Yes.
That's what people that are listening want.
Okay, yes, you're right about that. Who is on line 1?
Well, if everybody stayed on, which they probably did.
Yes, please keep your places, callers.
Our first caller is Justin.
Justin, okay. He didn't say where he's from?
Oh,
I was
supposed
to say where they're from. That Justin from so-and-so. All right, well, let's get away with it this time. Justin from Long Island, we'll say. And just pray to God he's not from Connecticut. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Doesn't that sound nice and professional when we do it that way? Oh, yes. We have to turn up this knob over here and then do... Oh, okay. Moving right along here. We're going to take our first phone call. And good evening. This must be Justin.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
What's the topic for tonight?
You know, I forgot about that part. We're talking about the Olympics. Yes, that's what we're doing. We're talking about the Olympics and how cool they are.
Really?
Well, actually, we're talking about virtually anything else, too. But the Olympics seem to be in the news more than anything else right now.
You know that lady whose car got filled with garbage?
The
rats?
Oh, the rats. The Cincinnati woman, yes.
I did that.
You were in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Do you know what state Cincinnati is in?
What?
Do you know what state Cincinnati is in?
Yeah.
You want to share that with us?
What?
Do you want to share that bit of information with us?
Ohio.
Okay, he must have done it then. Wow. Okay, Justin, well, you've just admitted to a crime on the radio. How do you feel about that?
I feel fucking great, man.
All right. Our call screen is really working really well there.
Come on, wake up.
Okay, who do we have on line 2? Screener, are you
Jay
there?
Jay in Stony Brook.
Jay in Stony Brook is on line 2. Okay, let's go over there. Good evening. Is this Jay in Stony Brook?
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi. What's tonight's topic?
Why is everybody asking the same question?
Hi.
We we don't have a topic.
Can I talk about my day's events?
Okay.
All right, I went to the record shop today.
Okay. Which
and
one?
The man there pinned me down and started fucking me.
Good evening.
What's up, man? Guess who this is?
Wait a minute. I forgot to ask. Who do we have on line 3?
Line 3?
Yes.
Mike.
Mike, from where?
I forgot to ask.
No, Mike, you keep out of this.
Ask Mike.
Okay, you didn't ask him, so Mike has to tell us.
Mike from Portugal.
Hold on. Mike from where?
Portugal.
No.
Ask him what state that's in.
I'm just joking.
You're joking. Mike, there's no room for jokes here.
All right.
It's a serious program.
My city anonymous.
Say what?
Anonymous. Can I keep it anonymous?
Well, we know you're Mike.
All right.
As anonymous as we can get.
Let's play Mike from Connecticut.
All right, Mike from Connecticut. Why not?
Remember I called about my math teacher a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Did he finally kill you or something?
Well, I tried to play for Matt, and Matt hung up on me.
Uh-huh.
He goes, oh, please, and he hung up on me.
Well, Mike is, Matt is a math teacher, you know. Are you aware of that?
Matt Avitich was Sachem.
I'm sorry?
Matt Avitich was Sachem.
I can't tell you where he teaches. I think he's one of those roving math teachers.
Did he ever
That's
teach
harder to say than you would expect.
Though?
Roving math teachers. What?
Do you ever teach for Sachem schools?
Again, I don't know.
I don't know. All right, you want me to play you some new stuff?
It's a possible. You have new material from your math teacher?
Material.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, ready?
All right, you're risking your life to do this just for us, aren't you?
Oh. All right, ready?
Okay.
Did you hear that? Hello?
Oh, yeah, I heard that, but isn't there more to it than that?
Did you hear what he said?
I could barely make him out. Why don't you translate for
I'll
us?
I'll play it again. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll put it louder, right?
I don't know if that's going to help.
Yeah.
Something about excavating. Is that what I got out of that?
I'm not going to stop you, said that. Uncontrollable urge to estimating.
Uncontrolled urge to what?
To estimating.
Well, can you maybe explain that? It's been a long time since I've been in school, so maybe that's something I just didn't get.
Well, we were doing something, right?
Yeah.
Estimating, right?
Estimating, yeah, you're estimating.
He had, like, problems in the book, like four problems.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did six, and he said that you had an uncontrollable urge to do more, you know?
Okay, well, that's real exciting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. And is that pretty much it?
Yeah, and I got a copy of the Port Jefferson record.
Well, you're about 3 weeks too late for that.
All right, can I just say hi to a couple people?
All right.
All right, I want to say hi to one of my newest employees out there.
Employees?
Yeah.
You're an employer?
Yeah.
Really? So you employ people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I just want to say hi to one of my newest employees out there working the street corners.
Okay. It's good to see entrepreneurs, you know, young people with a business sense.
That probably explains why he's taking those math classes.
Yeah.
And she better not walk in my door without my money.
Okay. All right.
Better not walk in my, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's important to instill in your employees a sense of responsibility.
All right. And I just want to say hi to a couple more people.
Okay.
I want to say hi to Chris Hudson Associates. Who else do I got to say hi to? I think that's it, man.
Okay. Well, that should do it.
All right. One more thing. I want to say hi to Streggy.
Okay.
And I want to say that, I want to say hi to... No, I don't want to say hi to anybody else. I just want to say that, like, rap sucks, and that's it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that's a remark that will get some controversy. Thanks for starting it.
All right. Bye, Eric. I love
All right.
you.
12:32. This is Brain Damage. And, you know, one thing that, that I have in my hand I didn't have last week or 2 weeks ago is an almanac. You know how much fun almanacs are? Do you know how much wealth of information you can get out of these books? I mean, I'm holding in my hands 1,000 pages of knowledge, 1,000 pages of information, things that that you ask me a question about anything, and I can give you information about it. Go ahead, anything.
Are there pictures in there?
There's pictures in here.
Wow. You're right, you could answer anything.
Well, yeah, but give me a topic.
Okay.
Any topic. I mean it. Cattle. Cattle. Oh, I'm glad you asked that. Cattle. Do you know what? People are going to think this is planned, but it wasn't. I didn't know you were going to say cattle. I happen to be open to a page that has to do with cattle. Do you know what a group of cattle is called?
I thought herd.
No, you're wrong. You've made a fool of yourself. And the reason you're a fool is because you don't have an almanac.
Okay, hold on. Let me get that.
Everybody should go around carrying an almanac in their hands.
Not a flock?
No, no.
Not a herd?
No.
Not a grouping?
A flock of geese, perhaps. You have a flock of geese, but you could not have a flock of cattle.
Is that the collective noun page?
Yeah, it's a collective noun.
Look up crow. Is it murder of crows?
That's right. You're right about that. Murder of crows. How'd you know that?
My English friend kept saying it.
Okay. Well, regardless, you're still not going to get out of cattle. What's cattle?
Do they specify what type of cattle?
No, just cattle.
Is cattle...
Just cattle.
A range?
Range? No.
Yeah.
Nice try. Nice
it
try
was,
there.
Wasn't it?
Range. I never heard that one before. No, the right word for cattle is drove.
Ah,
as
they came in
droves. I drove to the store. Yes, a drove of cattle. Now, remember that. Next time you see a stampede of cattle heading towards you, you say, hark, here comes a drove of cattle.
Do you know what it is for kangaroo?
Ah, oh, yes, I do. Do you?
A mob.
No.
Yes, a mob.
No,
of
a troop. A troop of kangaroos.
That
you're
a
wrong.
A mob of kangaroos.
A troop.
I've looked it up in another book. It's a mob of kangaroos.
Well, your book is wrong. This book is right. And this book is on the air, and your book isn't, so.
I guess so.
I guess you should be quiet then. Okay. I'll give you one more to try and redeem yourself. All right. The plural word for lions. What indicates a group of lions?
A collective noun. It's called a pride.
Collective noun. I'm sorry?
Pride.
Pride, you're right. How did you know that?
I told you, I've got one.
How many people would know that a group of lions is called a pride?
And mine says it's a mob of kangaroos.
But did you happen to study this particular topic?
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Uh-huh.
You
Look
are,
up
you
kids.
Know.
There should be one for children, actually, too.
For children? No, they don't have children in here. Yeah. They don't have humans.
There's a special collective noun for children.
No, but they do have... do you know that the male and the female of particular animals have names? Did you know that? Pick an animal.
The kangaroo.
Well, you have some sort of obsession with kangaroos. I'm sorry, kangaroo is not in here.
Does it say, like, Joey?
No.
That's a baby kangaroo.
No, pick a more common animal than that.
Okay. The wolf.
Wolf. Okay. A male wolf is called what?
Go for the female first.
Yes, a female wolf is called what?
A vixen?
No.
That's a fox! Oh! I blew it.
Yeah, you blew it, all right. You're right, it is a vixen, it's a fox. But I'll give you a hint. Well, first of all, the female wolf is called the same thing as a female dog.
Oh, can I say that?
Yes, you can say that.
Bitch!
Well, excuse me. Just because you're not getting the answers, you don't have to take it out on me.
And what's the adjective for wolves?
Now, wait a minute, I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Now, we'll get to that. The male of both wolf and fox is what?
Not vixen. I don't know. But
dog.
Dog.
That's right. A male wolf, a male fox, and for that matter, a male dog are all called dogs. Did you know that? Now,
the adjective for wolf?
Hold on, I'm not finished yet. A young wolf is called what?
Cub, no?
Nope. Pup. A young fox is called cub. A young wolf is called pup. And a young dog is called pup, too.
Right.
See, it's an amazing wealth of knowledge here. You just can never stop learning.
But does it give the adjective?
Goes to show. What, you mean the collective noun?
No, not the collective noun, the adjective.
How can you get an adjective out of a dog?
Wolf, for lupine, means having wolf-like characteristics.
Look, this is not a book for poets. This is a book for people that want facts, okay?
This is a fact. Lepidopatry.
And that's just one page. You know, there's so much in here.
Where'd you steal that from?
I found it.
Where?
I just did, all right? I don't have to tell you anything
What
else.
Year is it?
Credit card tips.
What year is it?
How about this? If you're caught in a 900 number scam, it tells you what to do.
Get out.
Tells you what to do. If you have problems with charges on your phone bill for 900 numbers, write to your telephone company immediately. You can ask the phone company to delete the charge, although it is not legally obligated to do so. AT&T cannot disconnect your phone for failure to pay. Actually, AT&T can't disconnect your phone, period, but that's another matter. Yeah, so that's some of what we have here. We'll have more from the world-famous almanac. Okay, let's go back to our...
It's not Benjamin Franklin's almanac, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's definitely not. Screener, are you still awake?
What?
You're motioning to me. What?
The book, guys.
You want the book? All right, here, take the book. Is our screener awake, or is...
Yeah.
Okay, is he... Screener, are you there?
Huh?
Hi, sorry to wake you. Is there another call?
Yeah.
On what line should I go to?
Yes.
That's a small room. You can't really stretch in there.
I think I'm pronouncing this right.
Okay.
Battelle on line 4.
Battelle on line 4. You sure? Because that one's ringing. That one's not on hold. Do you want to verify that? You verify that, and we'll go to that line in just a moment. It's 12:38. We have 7 degrees Celsius, and, okay, let's see who's there. Hi, is this Battelle?
Yes, sir. Am I in the air, sir?
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
I'm just fine. Well, what is your name again?
Battelle.
But how do you spell that?
B-A-T-E-L.
That's a nice name.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, do you mind if I ask what kind of name that is?
Indian.
It's an Indian name.
I called 2 weeks ago about Levitt. Remember?
Ah, yes, Levitt.
Kumar Mohammed?
The homemaker, right.
Great architect. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. What happened to you?
Nothing happened to me. I just wasn't here.
Why not?
I just had better places to be. And also, there was a hockey game on.
Oh, that is kind of... Well, anyway, I forgive you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, today I want to talk about Norman Mansour. Are you familiar with him?
Norman who?
Mansour.
No, I am not familiar with that person.
This man is a hero. He is a store owner in San Diego. And these punks came in his store and tried to hold up the place with a gun.
Punks, yes, okay.
But this man had his own gun, and he shot at his assailants, and okay. They could not rob the place. Do you believe that?
They could not rob the place having been shot?
No, sir, because he shot back.
Okay, so what finally happened?
Well, oh yes, yes, one of the idiots returned for his gun, and they arrested him.
He returned for his gun?
Yes, sir. What an idiot, sir.
He came back and he said, may I please have my gun back?
Yes, sir.
I see. Okay.
But I think this says something about how crime can be solved in America.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Everyone should carry a gun.
Everyone should carry a gun?
Yes, sir. That is the only solution.
Well, yeah, it might be a solution there as far as evening things out. But
there are all these so-called liberals that say that guns should be, you know.
How come liberals are always so-called liberals? I always wondered about that.
I don't know, because there are different types of liberals in different types of countries.
Mm-hmm.
In America, people think that just liberal is what they think is liberal, you see.
What's the difference between Rush Limbaugh and a pothole?
I don't know, sir.
You'd swerve to avoid a pothole. And actually, you could never swerve around Rush Limbaugh anyway.
I have a joke for you as well.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I have a joke for you.
Okay, what's your joke?
Okay, it is a mother joke, like last time.
Okay.
But since it was so successful, I want to tell another one.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Oh, can you rate it for me?
Well, I have to rate it after after you tell it.
Well, obviously. Your mother is so old, I asked her to act her age, and she dropped dead.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
I think I've heard that one before.
Oh.
Your mother.
What is my rating?
Your mother is so fat that she wears a wristwatch on both arms for different time zones.
Your mother.
I didn't
is
quite
so
tell
tall.
That right.
She fell down in New York and landed in New Jersey.
And she's so what?
Tall.
Uh-huh.
Your mother is so stupid.
Yeah.
She went to the store and asked for change of a penny.
Oh, that's right. They stopped giving that.
Yes, what is my rating for that?
Jim, what do you think?
Yeah.
Jim likes it. I guess it's all right.
No, I want the
best we've heard so far.
1 to 5.
1 to 5?
Yes.
Well, okay. Generally, a yeah means about a 4.
Oh, okay.
Jim,
say hello to Jim. Hi,
four,
Jim.
Is 4 okay?
I see what you mean.
How are you doing, sir?
What does that mean, Jim? Come on. What 4? Is that okay?
Yep.
4 is okay.
Oh. How is Jim? How are things with you?
He's weird today. He's not talking to anybody.
Oh.
I don't know what his problem is.
All right, sir. Well, okay. I just wanted to talk about Norman Mansour.
And that's what you did.
Yes. And I will keep, you know, bringing to light the names of different Indian people. Because
okay.
I believe we do not get enough credit in this country.
No, you certainly don't.
And believe me, we are going to do... Well, no, I better not discuss that.
You know, I went to an Indian restaurant. Not a restaurant, but like a hangout.
Yes?
At 4 in the morning in New York City. I think that's really cool.
Oh, yes? What is it called, sir?
I think it's Curry in a Hurry.
Oh, where is it?
No, I'm not kidding. It's in that,
I know, it's...
You know that place? It's in that neighborhood where... It's incredible because the whole place gets crowded with cab drivers.
Oh.
All Indian cab drivers, too, I might add.
We're not making us.
All night long.
Joke, yeah.
It's really something. It's,
but
it's
no, actually,
the east
yes,
side
my,
of New
my
York.
My uncle, Ahmad Mohammed,
uh-huh.
is a cab driver, yes.
Well, that's good.
And he carries a gun, sir. So,
oh, then I'll stay away from his cab.
Yes, no, he will not shoot you if you are a good customer. If you try to rob him.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Well, sometimes I'm not a good customer and I don't know it.
No, but you don't try to rob cab driver. You are a radio DJ.
No, but, you know, by, you know, some sort of misunderstanding of language differences and things like that. Who knows, you know?
Yes, because we speak British English, and
uh-huh.
you Americans have little trouble.
Yeah, and we always have trouble with the Brits, you know?
Yes, yes.
We always have.
Yes. No, I mean my manner of speaking. It is difficult for you, but I understand.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, good night.
Night.
I think we'd better get on with things.
All right. You're very quick to tell me what to do, but I'm just trying to take a breath here. All right, screener, where do we stand? Where do we go?
Line 5.
Line 5, what do we got on line 5?
Martin.
Martin?
Martin.
The Martin is on line 5. Okay, this is going to be exciting. Good evening, you're on.
What's up, Eric?
How you doing?
All right, how are you?
This is Martin, huh?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Martin?
What's on my mind?
Yeah.
Nothing much.
Really?
What
Well, I wouldn't belittle yourself like that. I'm sure there's a lot of things on your mind.
What? The S word?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I don't know.
Well, all right. That's on your mind, man.
Yeah, I guess. Well, where are you calling from?
I'm in Lake Ronkonkoma, man.
Lake Ronkonkoma. That's quite a lake, isn't it?
What?
Quite a lake out there.
Nah, man. It's not cool, that lake.
You don't like it? They say it's bottomless. They say it has no bottom.
I know. I'm going to take a dive down there one day.
Yeah.
You know, and, happens. I just want you know, instead of having a Super Bowl party, we're having a brain damage party.
You are. You're having it now?
Yep, right as we speak.
Yeah! Ah.
See, man?
That's really pathetic. I mean, that's really nice. That's cool. Nice to think that people are doing that, and for no other reason other than the fact that this radio program is on the air.
Yo, I bet we're the only ones having this party right now, man.
I'll bet so, too.
That's right.
I mean...
Jim agrees.
Yo, I like Jim, man. He's cool.
Jim is cool. He's a man of few words.
Can he give me a yeah for me?
Around a year?
Uh-huh.
I think that's the best you're going to get.
What about a yeah?
No question yeah. about it.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he'll give you one soon.
Mm-hmm.
He's being difficult. You know, like I said, he's in one of those...
Come on, Jimbo.
One of those...
There's no doubt in my mind.
There's not much of anything in his mind. So anything else going on?
Not really, man.
No?
It's pretty boring.
What do you do at a brain damage party?
Yo, we listen to your show, man.
Okay. Well, that's something.
I mean, we slam the brews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that good stuff that you do at a party.
Right. Sounds like a lot's going on over there.
Sure is, man.
Yeah, I can hear a lot of commotion.
It, you know, it goes on until like 5 in the morning we get out of here.
Really?
Because we tape you, so we just rewind it and listen to
listen
it.
Listen to the tape back. Wow, that's something. You can catch all those subtle nuances that you missed the first time around.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to see people are you know, probing into the show a little more.
We all love brain damage.
And that's very apparent.
And, you know, I love Jim.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Jim loves you.
Jim's the best.
Definitely.
I'm still waiting for a yeah. Come on, Jim.
Jim, wait, what do you say? Jim? He's not talking.
Yeah.
Indisputably.
Oh, please. Will you stop being so... Ugh. Yeah, you know, he's all like, I don't know, better than the rest of us. You know?
Yeah. Can I say hi to some people?
Yeah, you might as well.
All right. I want to say hi to Cash and Flash.
There's no way around that conclusion.
Sure. I want to say hi to KC Auto Sales, Sierra Racing Team, Dopey Terrence, C&M Towing, MTH Towing, Rob Regal's Race Shop.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going through the yellow pages here.
No, man. I got it all. These are all close friends.
You're close friends with a bunch of auto shops?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I got my own. I'm MTH Towing. That's me.
Oh, you sounded sort of like that, actually.
That's me, man.
Wow.
I got my own tone biz.
Tell me, do you plow?
What?
Have you been plowing?
Yeah.
What's it like to plow?
Oh, it's great, man.
Yeah?
Your girlfriend?
Oh, it's great.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that. So, I mean, you're going down a road and you're just kind of like plowing the street there. It must be a real feeling of power.
Dude, man, you make mad cash.
Mad cash, huh?
Mad cash.
Wow.
You can get 300, 400 in the parking lot, you know?
Yeah. How long does it take to plow a parking lot?
How much snow, you know?
Well, this past week. Whatever we got last Friday.
It took me like about an hour to do one parking lot. That was $400, so.
Wow.
You know.
And are you responsible for the snow staying off the parking lot? I mean, if it snows again, do they get mad at you?
No. I just come back again. That's another $400.
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
And they don't try to lower the price since you already plowed it once or anything like that?
No.
That's good.
You know.
Well, what happens in those years where it doesn't snow at all? You must be, you know, it must be quite a difference.
Not all I do, you know. I got my four tow trucks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tow cars, you know. If it don't snow, it don't snow, you know.
Yeah, and it's always cars to be towed.
Yeah.
That's one thing you can count on.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's hoping for some more snow because, you know, I like snow.
Yeah. I like it too, you know.
All right, well, let's hope we get hit by a few more blizzards.
Hey, is Jim going to talk to me or what here?
Hang on, he's drinking something now.
I've been sitting here all night waiting for Jim to talk to me.
Jim?
I suspect so.
All right, give me a yeah, Jim.
Jim?
Oh, wow, did you see that?
No, Jim, just tell us, just say yeah, all right?
Well, few people would argue with you on that.
Come on, Jimbo.
I don't think Jim is going to cooperate. I'm sorry.
Jim, you know, I'm losing all my
no question about it.
You, man.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, Eric.
All right. Have access to line five. So where should we go next?
We got line one next, and just by coincidence, someone named Jim from Bayshore on line one.
Jim from Bayshore on line one. Okay. It's with some trepidation that I take this phone call. Good evening.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
How you doing? This is Jim from Bayshore?
Hey, what's up, Eric?
How are you?
No, because he put me on hold and kept ringing again.
Yeah, well, sometimes our phones override our people. What can I do for you?
Huh?
What can I do for you?
There's going to be another hockey game next week, huh?
Another hockey game, yeah. Did you listen to the one last week?
Kind of, yeah. It was...
Who won?
I don't even know.
Ah.
It was late, and I was, like, falling asleep, and then Matt came on, and I woke up again.
Oh, well, that'll wake anybody up.
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you do this week?
Thank you, Jim. What?
What did you do this week?
What did I do this week? Gosh, I pretty much didn't do anything. I sat around and watched the snow melt, which, you know, sounds boring, I know, but it's not. It's really exciting because it goes in rivulets, and you see icicles fall, and you see cars get unstuck that were stuck before. You see people still slip. Okay, they don't slip as much, but they do slip.
Yeah, because you know what happens? The frost during the day and it becomes warmer, and at night it refreezes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And people walking across fields sink into the snow when they think they won't.
Yeah, I know.
So all of that, you know, makes for pretty interesting days of sitting around watching that.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain Monday, though, so...
Well, that'll make for even more interesting.
I was watching the news. They said it's in Manhattan or whatever. There's a lot of garbage.
Well, what's new about that?
The sanitation department. Since it was blocked by all the snow, they never came, and there was, like, 50 feet of garbage all over the sidewalk. You know what?
Yeah. That's New York, man.
You know,
that's what New York's all about.
Yeah, but it's bad. You should see it. It's like bags and bags and bags.
Bags and bags, yes. But the thing is, when you have lots of snow, the snow kind of, you know, it freezes the garbage so it doesn't rot.
Cool.
You know, everything takes care of it of each other there.
Well, since it was warm today, they said, you know, like, a lot of probably rats will start going all over and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
Your snow rats, yeah. Yeah, your city snow rats. That's
that's
special
said,
breed there.
It depends too, because it was beautiful out today.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to talk about. Yeah, that Tonya Harding stuff is so played out now. Like they start talking about it. I flipped the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they were thinking of making a movie about the Menendez trial.
You think they're going to make a movie about Tonya Harding?
Well, I don't know. And TV Guide has an article on Nancy Kerrigan saying that they might be doing it.
Yeah.
Might be doing one of John Wayne Bobbitt. To me, I think that's glorifying everything. Because every time somebody gets stabbed or something, they're going to be making movies out of it.
Well,
like Amy Fisher.
There was a little fender bender, I think it was a week ago, on Route 112 and 347, you know that intersection?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And they've already got the rights to it. The rights were bought by Fox.
Really?
And it's going to be a TV movie about that particular fender bender. Apparently, there's all kinds of hidden nuances to it that even we could not suspect. And the thing is, what I've heard, because I've talked to my agent about this, and he said that when you get in a situation like that, the thing is to act fast and to, you know, to beat the other person to the lucrative deals.
Right.
Now, in this particular case, the woman from Bayshore, actually, which is where you are, right?
Right.
She made it to Hollywood before the woman from Hop Hog did.
Oh, the other lady was from Hop Hog?
The difference in that is, I mean, the woman from Hop Hog is going to get, you know, a taste of the action, too. But we're talking about $2 million gross extra for the woman from Bayshore for getting there first and for selling the rights to the story. Now, this is that left turn from 112 with the little directional arrow?
Yeah, that's all technical over there, yeah.
Yeah, but it had to do with making that left turn and someone else careening from the southbound, coming from the south on 112 and not hitting the car broadside, but hitting the tail of the car broadside, spinning it around, and then making the other car kind of face in a direction totally opposite to where it wanted to be going in the first place. I mean, you could just talk about this for hours.
And supposedly Fox will have a two-hour movie. They figure it'll be there for Sweeps Week in November.
Right, yeah.
And that's, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, our everyday lives are fascinating. God bless them.
It's glorified sometimes too much. Murders and stuff like that.
Yeah, murders, though. They're kind of dull, though, in comparison to you know, the stuff that goes on every day.
Hello, Eric. Eric.
I know what you're going to ask, and I don't know if we can do it.
Huh?
I don't know if we can do it.
Since you weren't there last week, and you're not going to be there this week.
Uh-huh.
Can I be a guinea pig?
I'll put you over there, all right? We'll see what happens.
Sure.
Here we go. Any regular listener knows what's going on. Now, it's hot in here, too, you know. What's the temperature in this room? It's 7 degrees outside. It's 25 degrees inside. Those are both Celsius readings. So outside, on the good old Fahrenheit scale, it's 45 degrees. But inside, it's 77. But, you know, for some reason, it feels a lot warmer than that. I'm just going to get a little bit of air.
Sunday mornings from 2 to 4 a.m. only on WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM.
Yes, and that's not going to happen this week, I'm told. Yes, the one week we promote this, and it's not this week, it's next week, so tune in for that. It's 12:58. This is Brain Damage on WUSB in Stony Brook. And we're going to take a all-too-quick look at the news. It's really heating up in here, isn't it? Temperature's rising by the minute. Well, a senior administration official says one can't be optimistic or pessimistic about the situation in Bosnia. The official, who asked to remain anonymous, says there are no recent reports of Serb artillery turned over to UN control. But there's some evidence of Serb columns being moved out of the exclusion zone around Sarajevo. I heard on the radio before that the Serbs were kind of miffed, that they understood they'd be getting toys for their guns.
No, I heard this. This is true. So, perhaps it's just a delay in shipment, and we should confirm that with him. Otherwise, this whole thing could go awry. Let's see. The man jailed on charges he threatened to kill President Clinton describes himself as a harmless little fuzzball. I don't know anybody that would describe themselves as a harmless little fuzzball, but this person went ahead and did that. And he planned to take his own life, not the president's. Ronald Gene Barber tells the Associated Press he doesn't harbor that kind of feeling for anybody. Neighbors say the unemployed limousine driver talked about killing the president. A Secret Service official says it was a neighbor who tipped off authorities. But Barber says he doesn't remember making any threats. Barber says he's been a manic depressive for 14 years. And he says, when he was in Washington in January, it wasn't to shoot the president. Instead, he says he ended up in Washington when he got lost on his way to his hometown in West Virginia, where he planned to kill himself. And you can bet authorities are going to want to know why that didn't happen either. Researchers at a stroke conference. Can you imagine how much fun it must be to go to a stroke conference? That's right. They wine and dine at cocktail receptions and all kinds of things. Probably they hire hookers and all that. You know, they go the whole nine yards. Stroke conference in San Diego. So I guess it's still time to get out there if you want to meet some of the stroke celebrities. Anyway, what's going on out there? They're expressing optimism about a new class of stroke drugs. Stroke drugs. The study presented at an American Heart Association conference says the drugs dramatically reduce the risk of death or disability following bleeding in the brain. Dr. Neil Kazell of the University of Virginia says if the second study he's conducting is as positive as the first, then this is indeed a positive study. The medicine is the first of a new category of drugs known as Lazeroids. Lazeroids. They are named for Lazarus, the biblical figure who rose from the dead. Maybe he even had a stroke. Cassell says that for every 100 patients with broken blood vessels in the brain, 13 who otherwise would have died or had serious brain damage, magic word, can recover enough to go back to work if they get the medicine. That's a real heartwarming story, isn't it? And news from the right, a fundamentalist Christian group founded by religious broadcaster Pat Robertson has kicked off a grassroots campaign against the Clinton health plan. Members of the Christian Coalition charge. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's the Christian Coalition, and they're charging. Right. I thought it was like one of these, you know, kind of football charge type of deals. All right, it's a great name, though, the Christian Coalition charge. I get a charge out of it. Okay, members of the Christian Coalition charge that the administration plan is a form of, dare I say it, socialism that would cost jobs and lead to widespread abortions. I can just see people now. The Clinton health plan is firing them to go out and get an abortion. It's really something. Oklahoma Republican Senator Don Nichols told members of the group at a Florida meeting that the president and first lady are proposing a massive socialist agenda. The million-member group plans six more regional forums on the topic. They are part of its $1.4 million lobbying effort against the Clinton package. And finally, a minority group says Walt Disney Attractions isn't the happiest place on Earth when it comes to minority contractors and workers. The Minority Coalition for Progress now is suing Disney, saying it hasn't hired enough minority construction. And no, little mice don't count. Supply and service businesses at its theme parks, as well as construction, all suffering, according to this report. The group wants Disney to establish goals to hire 20% black-owned businesses, 10% Hispanic-owned businesses, and 3% from other minorities. A coalition lawyer says the company now aims for 5% minority business contracts. And that's the news from here.
Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. Don't you think there's a bit of a problem with that?
No. It's 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. And I guess we should go back to the phone calls. Now, as you know, the screener does not screen after 1 o'clock. Well, if you didn't know that, you know it now. So we're going to go directly to the phones. And this is sort of another way of taking phone calls. We have many different ways of taking phone calls and of not taking phone calls, and we try to experiment with as many as possible. That's just the way it is. Good evening, you're on.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I had a call back.
Who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike from?
Math Teacher Land.
Math Teacher Land, yeah. What's up with math teachers now?
It's not the math teacher. I got something good.
Well, the math teacher's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I know, but I got to get, you know what happened? Because since this week, we got like so much off of school, you know, like the 3 days.
How many days have you gotten off of school?
It was last week, right?
You got 3 whole days off?
Home once.
Uh-huh.
Day.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, then we went on Thursday, but then we didn't go Friday. It was 2.5 days.
Sort of disrupts the entire educational process. Yeah, your math teacher must be beside himself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Watching a movie in there, too.
Wait, what kind of movie can you watch in math?
We're watching Summer School. You ever see that movie?
Summer School?
Yeah. It's like a cool movie.
I don't understand how any film can relate to math.
I don't know.
I just don't get it.
I don't know. He's really cool, though.
Uh-huh.
I love the guy. All right, before I play
this
is off of, I don't know, somebody just gave me this tape. I was walking down the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just handed me this tape. It's got all these weird things on it. Want to hear?
Well, why does this ever happen to me?
I don't know. I just figured I'd play a few because, like, you're cooler than Matt. Because Matt always hangs up on me.
Well, my finger just doesn't move as fast as it used to. But go ahead and play it.
All right, but first, before I play it, I want to say hi to John Zwicker. All right.
Okay, say hi to him.
What's up, John Zwicker and Steven Seagal Land he's at.
Is he? He's at the screening, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, ready. What, Ma? All right. Hang up.
Hang
hello?
Up.
Hello?
You can't hang up.
I'm my mom.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
All right, hold on. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, my kid just fell in the cesspool.
The kid fell in the cesspool?
Yeah. My wife's out there. She's got like a fishing. She's trying to pull the fucking kid up.
Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's with, I got my name taken like an hour ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, is this screening new?
Yeah, but you see, the screening doesn't take place after 1 o'clock, so you fell into sort of a time zone.
Oh, because I've been waiting an hour.
Have you?
Yeah, just, and it was weird. Anyway, was I wasn't really listening because it's too loud. You know what the topic is?
No, you'll have to ask somebody else.
Oh.
Because no one's telling me what it is.
Make one up, or?
I can't do that. I'll get in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, it's against regulations to make up your own topic.
What's up with the T word?
The T word.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with it.
You know what it is? Telecom.
Well, oh, that word.
Yeah.
Well, there's one person waiting over there, you know.
What?
There's one person waiting over there, so you're welcome to join him if you want.
Okay, I'll go on.
Okay. But, you know, you haven't said anything. Yeah, I mean, people should call to say something on the air before they go into the teleconference.
Well, I wanted to know what the topic was, though.
Something of interest, you know. But, okay, I guess in your case we'll make an exception. So hold on, we'll try and move you over there. Are you still there?
Eric.
All right. We have somebody that's going to join you.
Thanks,
are you ready?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. You ready to be joined?
Okay.
All right, this can sometimes hurt.
What?
All right, hold on. All right, you've been joined.
Okie dokie.
Okay, they're joined together now for all time. It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock, and you're leaving, aren't you?
Unless you're doing Confuse the Operator.
We'll do that a little later. Yeah, we've got a good one tonight. Yeah, we sure do. Oh, in a little while. In a little while. You might want to hang out for this one. There's a operator out there with our name on her somewhere. What do you think about that? All right. 632-6901. You know, I haven't given out the phone number, but then again, it's busy, so there's no way anybody could get through. Good morning.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Can I say hi to a couple of people?
Wait, can we do that?
What time is it?
It's 1:11.
Sure.
Okay.
I want to say hi to my son, Keith Lent.
You know, well, never mind. No, it's just unusual for a mother to give the full name of her son. It's just it. I mean, you know, unless you have sons with different last names all over the place.
Hold on for a second, please.
A second?
Just 1 second.
Okay, I'll hold on for 1 second.
Hello?
Yes?
Okay. Can I say hi to a couple other people?
Are they your sons as well?
No, these are my poker friends.
Poker friends?
Yes.
They don't poke you, do they?
No, we play poker
together. Oh, okay, that's good. That's the traditional sense of the word.
Could I say hi to Hi C?
Wait, the name's Hi C?
Yeah.
So you're saying hi to Hi C?
Name, kind of.
All right. Sure, why not?
Can I say hi to Hardik Patel?
Well, you see, you can eliminate the first part of that sentence and just say hi to them and not ask, can I say hi to them, because it's you're saying... Is that a candy bar you have in there?
The hermaphrodite.
It looks like a candy bar he's got in there. Yeah, look at that. Oh, it's one of those granola things.
D-Rider.
Our screener is so healthy. What?
It's D-Rider. And Liz and Hunter.
Okay.
Can I also play something for you?
What?
From my beloved son?
From your son?
There's no foul language in it.
I hope not.
All right, can I play it?
Because we know your son's name, you know that.
Okay.
All right.
Can I play it?
Go ahead.
You're his father?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Hey, Keith! Why don't you find someone
to call saying that he's your father? You can tell him that. You didn't fool me, but you can call
him anyway.
Hello?
Hello?
Fascinating. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Nothing. I want to talk about crazy drivers tonight.
Crazy drivers?
Hey, crazy drivers. I got to talk about somebody named Hess.
Well, okay. Do you know somebody named Hess?
What?
Do you know somebody named Hess?
Yeah.
Then you're in luck. You can talk about them.
Yeah, well, he's in luck. See, what happens is he takes his car out, right? This Grand Prix thingy, right?
Uh-huh.
So he drives on the highway, smashes in the back of somebody like a raging lunatic, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got, like, no sense. And he thinks he's going to collect insurance on these stuff, you know?
What are you going to do, you know?
I don't know. Crazy kids these days, right?
Crazy kids. Yeah, yeah.
I gotta make a couple requests, all right?
Okay, I'm glad you got that off your chest. Don't you feel better?
Yeah, I feel beautiful right now.
All right.
All right, I gotta make a request to MTH out there. Martin, Keith, Shreglitz, and Hestigles.
Wait, what are you requesting?
No, I'm just saying hi to them, you know?
Oh, you're saying hi, but yeah. You're not requesting anything.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand now.
You understand?
Yeah, so you said hi.
Yeah, who's that fruitcake with the, you know, that math teacher thing?
Well, there's some scandal going on, and we can't really say any more than that right now. But when it hits, oh, boy, you better stand back, because it's going to be something. The math teacher scandal is what it's going to be called.
He's a fruitcake, I tell you. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, that's going to come out in the two, I'm sure. And look for the TV movie. This one will be on Paramount.
A movie on Paramount?
Huh? Yeah, Paramount, the new network.
Oh, all right, let me get going.
Okay, better get going then. Thanks for calling. I like TV movies. You know, there's going to be a TV movie of this show. Although it's been held up in litigation now for too long. You gotten your residuals yet?
No,
you haven't, have you? Well,
can I make a suggestion?
And what would that be? He's motioning.
For me?
He's motioning for you to get him something. That's a suggestion. You want something to drink, I think.
Oh, I forgot.
Hold on. Yeah. Always self-serving Jim, isn't that right?
Well, I didn't get that.
Never mind. It wasn't directed at you anyway. It's 14 minutes after 1 o'clock. And, well, what's going on? What's going on in the world? What's going on? Here's something. Something for our Long Island people. Angry advisors to the new Pine Barrens Commission have demanded that it roll back for at least 45 days last week's approval for the use of part of the state-designated preserve for youth recreation at a sometimes raucous meeting. Have you been to a raucous meeting at the Brookhaven Town Board or whatever?
When did they meet?
No. It's just, actually, was this Brookhaven or Southampton? I'm not really sure. They tend to have rather vocal meetings sometimes because the town of Brookhaven kind of has a tradition of doing things that people don't want to do. Like, sure, we'll put this this mall over here in this particular nature preserve. No one's going to mind, especially since we closed the doors and locked them and nobody knows about it until the first buildings go up. So, yeah, when they make the mistake of having public meetings, they tend to be kind of boisterous. I guess is the word. So anyway, at this meeting on Thursday night, the advisory committee complained anew that its views are being ignored by the five-member commission. Both were established by the state's seven-month-old Long Island Pine Barrens Protection Act. The advisory committee voted 15-4 to ask the commission to reconsider its unanimous approval for the Longwood Youth Sports Association to use 35 acres in the town of Brookhaven's Fireman's Park in Ridge. The committee's opposition to use of the site just east of William Floyd Parkway and in the core of the central Pine Barrens was on the grounds that trees would have to be removed to accommodate the new playing fields. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? If you have a playing field there, you probably can't have trees. And that the use would set a bad precedent in protecting the 52,500-acre core where virtually no development is to be allowed. So that's causing a bit of turmoil over there. Not too good. You have the little things like putting up billboards on train trestles, and you have the big things like building malls and shopping centers and apartment buildings everywhere you look. Don't know what's going to happen next. 632-6901 is our phone number. Good evening, you're on.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
This is Tony.
Is this Tony?
Yeah, this is Tony.
Oh, you're Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, how you doing?
What's
on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking about the Bobbitt thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Lorraine Bobbitt. You think she should have done that to that guy?
Well, you know, she got her point across, I guess, but maybe in retrospect, although I'm sure she's got nothing but benefits from this, publicity, fame, you know, all that kind of thing that people have to work a lifetime for. But it probably, you know, from a humanistic point of view, I would say it probably wasn't a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
Well, no, you wouldn't do that, but, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's worrisome to a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm worried about it, too.
Well, then I'm sure there'll be all kinds of ways to protect yourself.
Yeah.
They'll invent all kinds of new devices.
And maybe I'll get a gun and shoot her.
Well, that's always a constructive way to look at it, too. Thanks for sharing that with us. Do you know what a group of locusts is called?
Plague.
That's right. Okay, you're doing very good as far as this goes. All right, let's ask you another one. A group of pigs.
Could you please repeat that?
No, you stay out of it.
What did he say?
No, he's just trying to join in, and it's not his contest. It's yours.
No,
I don't. What do you mean no?
I mean no.
You have to guess.
Know.
No, is not an answer. You have to guess something. What's a group of pigs?
I don't like that book. That book differs from what?
Well, tell me what your book would say.
I can't remember. Pigs are a dirty animal anyway.
You're very close.
A slop of pigs.
No, litter. It's messy, and you throw it out the window. Okay, here's one final one. And if you get this, I'll have respect that will never die. Stork. What's a group of storks called?
Gosh, an aviary.
A what?
I don't know.
Aviary?
What does that mean?
A flock. I don't know.
A flock.
That's real clever. That's really imaginative there. Now, a group of storks is called a mustering.
Wow.
A mustering. Look, that's a mustering of storks. Do storks fly? Yeah, of course they fly, because that's how they deliver the kids.
Do you know what a male elephant is called?
A male elephant? Yeah, it's a bull elephant. There I knew that know. Without even looking at the book. Do you know what a female elephant is called?
No.
You sure?
Maybe elephant, bitch, I don't know, dog, puppy, what?
If the male is called a bull,
cow,
dope. Yes,
dope.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yes, but I have permission to say bitch now, which is really great.
Well, no, only in as far as that goes, only as far as that particular line of questioning goes. You can't just say bitch whenever you feel like it. Whenever you feel like saying bitch, you can't say bitch anytime you feel like it.
But in relation to the animals, we can say bitch.
You should say bitch as far as talking about dog bitches or fox
wolf.
Bitches or wolf bitches. I'm sorry, the fox is not called a bitch. The fox is called a vixen.
Right, so you couldn't call it a bitch.
No, you can only call a wolf, a female wolf a bitch or a female dog a bitch. And I don't think there's any of the bitches here. No, no other bitches. Definitely not. Definitely no other bitches in this book.
And the offspring of the... What would they be called?
Bitchettes.
No. And if they were male, would they be the sons?
Look, I think we've exhausted the subject here. Yeah.
Does that book give mortality rates, too, I think?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Mortality rates. You want that?
Yeah.
The only thing this book doesn't really have is an index. So it can take a long time to find something. Long time indeed. I have all the presidents here.
Don't they have a section called Life in the United States?
Probably, but I'd never find it. Look, we can find out where all the presidents are buried. You want to know where Nixon is buried?
Sure.
Oh, wait. No, that's not in here. Oh, I'm sorry. That's embarrassing. Okay. No. You want to know where... who's that one that's like Nixon that I was thinking of?
Harding.
No. Pierce. That's it. Yeah. Concord, New Hampshire. There you go. Lovely this time of year. All kinds of neat things in here. When the presidents became president, and when they stopped being president, and when they lived, and when they died, the wives and children of presidents, the illegitimate children of presidents, the mistresses of presidents, presidential elections, government officials.
Turn to page 838.
838. You just picked that at random, huh?
Nope.
Number of non-English-speaking Americans in 1990.
There you go. And it lists all the languages.
How'd you know?
In the United States.
Okay. How many Americans do you think speak Ilocano? Ilocano.
I would guess it to be in the low thousands, maybe like 1 or 2 thousand.
Try 41,000.
Wow.
Actually, yeah, and that's up from 25,000 in 1980. So there, I'd estimate that's a good 62.6% change there. Just off the top
what
of my head.
What an influx.
Though. Now, what is Ilocano? That's what I'd like to know. Oh, okay, there's a little footnote here. I know what it is now. You all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is that just an expression of frustration at your ignorance? All right. Philippine language of northern Luzon.
Wait, Philippine, that would be Tagalog, wouldn't it?
Well, of course it would be Tagalog. But Tagalog, mind you, is the Filipino language of Manila and adjacent provinces. What I'm referring to is the Philippine language of northern Luzon.
I see.
You see, there's a difference between that. And, you know, I mean, the Tagalog language probably has about 843,251 people.
Tagalog.
Yeah. And that's up by 86.6% from 1980. So they're growing at a phenomenal rate.
Look up Hindi and related languages.
Hindi and related languages. Looking. Accessing.
Please.
I don't see it anywhere. I know it's in here.
Should be near the top.
Oh, here we go. Hindi. How do you know it said Hindi and related like that? It's the only one.
There's too many to list.
331,484.
Up from?
up from 129,968. That's an increase of 155.1%.
Wow.
That
just shows
you. That's just scary. That's what that is. So, yeah, there's all kinds of information in here. But enough about that. Let's go back to the phones.
And none of them, not even English, is a native language. The only native language on that list is either Navajo or Algonquin. They probably don't even have Algonquin.
Well, let's go back to page 838 here and see how many native tongues there are. This Navajo is 148,530, a 20.6 rise, 20.6% rise. Is that the only one on this list?
Navajo, that's probably.
Well, you learn something every day. It's 25 minutes after 1 o'clock. Good morning.
Hello. You want to stop?
Not much. What's,
how you doing?
What's up with you?
No, I'm chilling, man.
Yeah, it's sad. Well, that's good. I mean, it's 1:25 in the morning. You should be chilling.
Word up.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm an up-and-coming rapper, and I'm wondering if you can give me some of your air time for me to say my rap.
You mean right now?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, instruments or anything to go with it?
No, no, it's just me. I'm a rapper. It's my voice is my instrument.
Acapello.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess. Is that all right with everybody in here? Okay with you, Jim?
Who do you think you are, anyway?
Forget about Jim. Go ahead.
All right, cool. Yo, tell him not to be dissing me, man.
Jim, you're wasting your time with Jim. Let me just tell you that right now.
All right.
Man to man,
the homeboys in Corona. All right.
Corona.
Yeah.
Okay. Near the gas tanks. Well, that's Elmhurst, but Elmhurst is near Corona.
What?
Never mind. Go ahead.
All right. My name is Fernando. I'm a real tough guy. I go to this school named John Brown High. I got a D.A. It's as cool as ice. When I go to school, everything's all right. I attract the girls, and they like me. That's why they call me Fernando.
Good morning.
Hello, Eric.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, is Jim there? Can I ask some questions?
Jim, you there?
Hey, Eric. You think just for one show he wouldn't have to wear tuxedos?
Whatever. Jim, are you a hermaphrodite?
Oh, you got him mad.
Well, no, because I saw this show.
He just walked out of the studio.
Well, let me explain. Because I saw this show, you know, one of those.
Well, he can't hear you anymore. He's not in the studio, but explain to me.
Okay. I saw one of his talk shows.
Yeah.
And it had this, like, cast of group members, and they were all hermaphrodites, and this guy had a big hood on.
Uh-huh.
And he said his name was Jim, and he talked just like Jim. It was weird.
Really?
Funny enough.
You want to go out and calm him down?
I ain't following.
Well, last time he broke the window, and he was in this kind
that's
of
that's why I'm not following him.
Yeah, but someone's got to do it, because otherwise I have to clean it up afterwards. All right? I'm on the air, so I can't do it.
All right.
All right? All right. Sorry. Yes, caller, you were saying.
Well, it was just on this TV show. I thought it was Jim. I just wanted to know.
Well, you might have done something to track down the mystery here.
Well, it's something I'm really interested in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm glad you expressed your interest here.
Well, no, hold on.
Yes.
I heard something new about that, the Tonya Harding Kerrigan thingy.
Oh, something new. New details, new revelations. What could they be?
Well, Tonya, with the guy who smacked Nancy Kerrigan in the leg,
uh-huh.
He didn't use, like, a billy club. He used a big frozen stick of poopy, and he was a space robot.
Where does one get a big frozen stick of poopy?
Well, he comes out and he sticks it in the snow.
I see.
Okay, just put it down.
Okay. Things all right in there?
Jim.
Oh, boy.
Come on. If you want to do it, don't show up.
Close the door, perhaps. Yeah. All right. Everything okay out there?
He's in a snit.
He might not come back next week. I'm not going to be here. We're not going to be here next week anyway. He's toying with you.
Yeah. Well, he's throwing around stuff in people's mailboxes.
Uh-oh. I still have the condom in my mailbox. The new one.
This condom's all over the place in this.
Good morning!
Hello! Hello!
Yes, how you doing?
This is Joe Ma. How the hell are you? Is this Eric?
Yeah. You sound like someone's mother.
Someone's mother?
Yeah, well, you just remind me of someone's mother for some reason.
Nice. Well, listen. This is John Martin. I heard MTH Tone on earlier. And that guy, I called him. My cab got stuck, and he never came to pick the damn thing up.
Well, we're a radio station broadcasting to millions of people. What do you expect us to do?
I want to tell him over the air that his tow service stinks.
Ah, okay.
So how the hell are you doing, Eric?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how we're going to get out of the lawsuit that we're probably going to get into now that we've tarnished this person's image on the air.
Oh, Jesus.
And, of course, Jim is probably going to be filing charges, too, in one of those stupid...
How you doing?
Other than that, I can't complain.
How's Jim doing?
I'm not allowed to complain. What?
I said, how's Jim doing?
Jim's outside in the hallway. It's going to take a while.
Why?
It doesn't look good. Well, somebody said something. You know how he is. He's very sensitive.
Very sensitive character, that Jim.
He's very sensitive, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about here tonight?
Well, I guess we were trying to talk about the Olympics, but it didn't really take off because everybody...
That's garbage. You know, you got these listeners that are brain damaged. You can't have something like that.
It's asking for trouble. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, I'm open to suggestion.
I think we should talk. What should we talk about? Let's think.
Could talk about the weather being warm and then cold. And
yeah, I don't like that warm garbage. It's melting all that beautiful snow.
Yes, but
I need another couple of snowstorms.
Yeah, well, it's still, you know, a good month of winter left.
Yeah, but you see, that's another thing with that tow service. I told them to plow my lot. Never did the damn thing.
Uh-huh, but they charged you anyway, right?
He charged me $200 instead of $400. Go figure. He said he sent one of his guys out in the middle of the night.
Well, he only charges you half price for not doing the job. That's fair.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, this weather, I think it stinks because we need this cold weather.
Uh-huh.
I want ice. I like seeing accidents like that. His character, he can't control himself in the ice, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now he has no car.
Uh-huh.
And he deserves it, you know?
Wow, you know, people are plowing into all kinds of things and spinning around and...
like that.
It can be a real adventure going out there.
Yeah. I had this dope bastard... Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Terrence, let's get Terrence there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Driving one of my cabs.
Yeah.
He sees something in front of him, he goes to slide, he covers his eyes, and it goes right into the damn tree.
Uh-huh.
I can't take, you know, these people.
Do you have one of those little gate things, those little bar things that protect you from the passengers? And
no, don't have that at all.
Really? So you just have air between the two of you.
Got these lunatics like this girl Beth I picked up last week,
uh-huh.
Right? And I got this guy, Martin, driving with me, you know?
Uh-huh.
Trying to figure out how the cab company works, and she tried to jump his bones right in the cab.
What are you going to do, you know? It's,
But you can't control. I got to put up one of them fences.
Well, in New York, there's a surcharge for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you gotta make the same thing. You're out here on Long Island, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Things just aren't the same on Long Island.
Yeah, it's Joma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for calling and sharing your experience.
I've heard a couple people.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Brain damage.
Well, I think so. I think, yeah, there's no other possibility.
Are you guys teleconferencing tonight?
We can add you in if that's what you want.
Well, my name is Herb.
Herb?
Herb.
How are you, Herb?
All right.
You sound kind of distraught.
Oh, I am.
Well, what are you distraught about?
Because I just transferred here.
Oh, that'll do it. You just transferred to Stony Brook, huh?
Yeah, and I live on campus.
Oh, boy. Well, you won away from strike three, so what's it going to be?
Well,
Me. You've decided to double major in biology and chemistry.
Well, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that would have done it. That would have driven anybody over the edge.
English.
Oh, God. English. What are you, some kind of a pervert?
No, but you see, I need some friends.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening to that fine program of yours.
Uh-huh.
And I heard that teleconferencing thing.
Yeah, it's a great way to meet people.
So what here?
I tell you, it's incredible. You know?
Where did he transfer from?
Yeah, where did you transfer from?
From Emerson College.
From where?
Emerson.
Emerson.
In Boston.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I wanted to go into the broadcasting field.
Uh-huh, well, you're sort of in it now.
Wow.
I mean, your voice is in it anyway.
Somebody told me I just didn't have that radio voice. What do you think?
Well, I hear you on the radio. Do you hear him? Yeah, we all hear
him. No, but they just said I didn't have the voice. They said I couldn't be a DJ.
Well, we're talking to you. We're talking to you with your voice, so you're fine. Don't worry about it.
I don't think I'm ever going to be a DJ.
Well, you see, there's many things that people can be on the radio, not just DJs.
Mm-hmm. I have a comment about those past callers.
The past callers. Okay, it makes sense. You can't really comment on the future ones. What's your comment?
They sound like a real bunch of weirdos.
Yeah? Well, I'm sure you're making them very happy.
Well, they just sounded weird.
They are weird.
Well, you know, I really want to do that teleconferencing
everything.
Well, you sound much less distraught now, so I'm going to patch you through. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you very much, Eric Corley. You're great.
All right, well, thank you for calling and for brightening our day.
I'm going to keep listening. I love you, Eric Corley.
All right, we all love me, so hold on. I mean, it's, you know, just stating obvious facts here. We have another call for you.
Yeah,
you ready for this one?
Yeah.
This is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And might I say you deserve this.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Are you both still there?
They're on hold. They're ordering pizza.
They're ordering pizza. Wow. It's just, you know, another indication of the joys of Long Island life. We can just order a pizza at 1:34 in the morning.
I know. You got hungry.
And then, why else? I mean, why else would you order a pizza?
One cheese.
Yeah. Of course, every time we order a pizza up here, it ends in disaster.
Uh-huh.
They deliver it to that other radio station, or they refuse to deliver it, or they, you know, I don't want to think of all the things they've done to us. Anyway, that's our problem. Let's connect people that need to be connected together. You ready to be connected?
Yes,
all
thank
right.
you.
All right, here we go. And you are connected.
Thank you very much.
All right, have fun, and enjoy the conversation that is about to take place.
I think it's time.
Ah.
For you to throw stuff.
Well, I'll decide when it's time to do things like that. Yes, I will. I assume I know what you're talking about. I mean, I assume you think I know what you're talking about, but I'm not entirely ready yet.
Oh, what do you need? Props?
Yeah, I do need props.
Oh.
We need a, you know, you've been belching an awful lot tonight. I think more so than any other night that you've been on.
I ate these weird cookies.
You have?
Yeah.
Why?
It's giving me gas.
Are there any left?
No. Actually, it wasn't cookies. It was just one big cookie.
Uh-huh.
That came wrapped in plastic.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I guess we're kind of ready here. Yeah, I guess we're kind of ready.
Go for it.
All right. You know what that is that we're ready for here? Yes? You guessed it. Yes, it's time once again to journey out into the world of telephones and try our very best to confuse an operator. It's not usually very difficult, and tonight should prove no exception whatsoever. And tonight we have a special challenge. This is going to be fun. This is kind of our Olympics of telephone confusing. Can we get in trouble for that? Because the Olympics are kind of like a special word. So if we say it's the Olympics of confusing the operator.
No, because the Olympics doesn't have that little circle thing with the
TM
in it.
Well, no, it's use of the word. We can get in trouble for use of the word.
No, they don't have the copper in it.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Get out. Who owns it? Mars Company?
I don't know who owns it, but people have tested this before. And it hasn't exactly gone favorably.
Well, use the word mother, then.
As in mother of all battles, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, basically, what we're going to do here today, this is different. This is very cutting-edge radio here. All right, we are going to go out there and try and confuse an operator, but we're going to do so in a different way, all right? Now, all we're going to ask for is a country code. That's all we're going to ask for. Simple thing. Country code for a country, all right? The rub comes in the name of the country. The name of the country may be a bit, difficult for the operator to grasp. And what we're going to do is have a little competition here. In the tradition of the Olympics, we will make five phone calls to five operators, and we will see if we can find an operator that is able to look this information up without asking us how to spell it. All right?
Yeah.
Now, If we get an operator that is able to do this, you will hear the sound. But if we get an operator that is unable to do this, you will hear the sound. And that's how we're going to tell if we're getting a smart operator or a silly operator. Okay. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? The country that we're going to be asking about is... okay, this could be a little tricky even for me. Let me just practice this a couple of times. How would you say this? I can't say that word.
Wait.
That one. How do you say that?
Lordy Lou.
No, you don't say it that way. How do you say that word? We have to...
Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan?
That's the best
I can spell. K-Y-R-G-Y-S-T-A-N. And... Oh, no. No, that's only if the operator does it, not me. Kyrgyzstan. 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 It's not going to go off again, is it? K-Y-R-G-Y-Z-S-T-A-N. Kyrgyzstan. Okay, so we're going to ask the operator. We're going to get an operator on the line here. And get a country code. Simple matter. Hopefully the operator will not ask us how to spell this word. Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan. You really have to practice.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of practice.
They should have written it phonetically.
Well, I guess they just weren't thinking.
Nynaeg.
This is not the operator that's going to help us.
Can I help you?
Yes, hi. We need long distance, please.
One moment.
Here we go.
Why don't you just dial it direct?
One moment for a long-distance operator who can assist you.
We can't do that here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can. Ooh, there might be a way we can do this.
AT&T Joanne, how can I help you?
Hi, I need a country code, please.
Sure, for where?
For Kyrgyzstan.
For which country?
Kyrgyzstan.
One moment.
Hasn't asked yet. So far, so good. Our first operator has not yet asked us how to spell the word. This could be a quick and easy victory for AT&T here.
Country code 7.
Country code is 7.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well.
Well, how do we know we get the right one?
Well, the country code is 7 because that was the former Soviet Union. But, okay. So, we have one operator that knew not to ask us how to spell it. Let's see if this is part of a trend or... an exception. Yeah, I'm going to try that. I'm going to try getting the AT&T operator direct. Let's see if this works. This might actually work. It's a dialing shortcut I discovered.
AT&T, may I help you?
Hi, is this AT&T?
Yes.
Hi, I need a country code, please, for Kyrgyzstan.
For where?
Kyrgyzstan.
Hello?
Hi, the country is Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan.
Yes.
One moment, please.
She's not asking either.
How are you spelling that, sir?
Well,
I have it. The country code is 73312.
73312?
Yes.
Oh, you don't need to know how I spell it.
No, it's K-Y-R-G-Y-Z-S-T-A-N.
That's right, yes.
Right, okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, now we have two different country codes, and she spelled it for me. She asked me to spell it, though. So what did the judges say?
I don't know.
What did the judges say on that
one? Spelled it before you answered, so...
She did ask how to spell it, though. The rules clearly state that if she asks how to spell it, that it's... I'm going to have to rule this as a loss.
But I'm curious as to why you got a different number.
I'm curious about that, too. So now we have something else that's entirely confusing.
But they both start with 7.
Well, okay, I can sort of explain that.
Go ahead.
But I won't.
Ugh.
I'll explain it later.
Okay.
Because we have to finish the competition now. But isn't that cool that I found a shortcut to get to the AT&T operator? I don't have to go through 9X anymore. I think that's pretty neat.
Does that save you money or anything?
Everybody's going to be talking about this at AT&T.
Does it save you money?
AT&T, this is Ms. Hutch. How may I help you?
Artificial to me. Hi, I need a country code, please, for Kyrgyzstan.
What country?
Kyrgyzstan.
One moment, please.
She didn't ask either. It must be a policy now that they don't ask how to spell because they don't trust us or something.
So could you repeat the country again?
Yes, Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan?
Kyrgyzstan.
How you spell that, sir?
Ah. Well, you spell it K-Y-R.
Okay, that's good. Hold on. Thank you.
Okay. I guess there aren't many countries that begin with K-Y-R. Okay, but technically that's a loss, too. And so far, there's only one operator at AT&T that has not asked us how to spell it. I looked it up on her own accord.
And that's the country code is 7.
7. Okay, thank you very much.
Goodbye.
All right, so that's 2 for 7. I didn't make a note of that other one, but it was 7 and a whole bunch of other numbers.
Now, I noticed that the one that you dialed through 9X didn't ask you how to spell it.
Are you asking me to dial through 9X again?
And see if they...
Okay, but I really don't think they route to different operators, if that's what you're accusing them of.
It might be two different types, a spelling operator and a non-spelling operator.
I see, the spelling operator is fine. Okay, let's go to 9X then and ask them for long-distance assistance. I'm sure that'll...
It's a scientific error.
Scientific, yes. Well, who am I to stand in the way of science? So far, we have one operator that knew how to spell it, two operators that asked us how to spell it. 9X.
I don't hear it.
No, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. And you won't stop hearing it.
9X.
See? I knew it.
9X, can I help you?
What a good voice. Hi, I need long distance, please.
Certainly.
He's got a good voice. We'll never hear that voice again, but...
One moment. For a long distance
nice
operator...
Base response, you know? You should be on the radio, not on the telephone.
Good, low, and...
Yeah.
AT&T.
Hi, I need a country code, please.
Where?
Kyrgyzstan? I'm sorry, Kyrgyzstan, that's it.
How do you spell that?
It's spelled K-Y-R-G-Y-Z-S-T-A-N. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to mark you down
theory.
As a loser.
Yeah.
It's 3 losses, 1 win. And we only have one more call to make. There's no way AT&T can come up with a positive score out of this. Best they can hope for is 2 out of 5.
Ask why the 2 different numbers. Oh, you know.
How can
already.
I ask?
Country code is 7.
7. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I can't ask that because they haven't given me that, you see. How can I ask them, well, what's this other number when that operator didn't give me that other number?
Well, you could
I
say,
could have asked the operator that gave me that number.
You could say, I remember it being a long number.
All right, this is the final call. The final call.
Last call.
This is the last call to AT&T to find out if anybody can give us the country code for Kyrgyzstan. I'm afraid I'm not pronouncing it right. Kyrgyzstan. Yeah, you can do it that way. Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan. I'm from Kyrgyzstan, yes. Fine. All right, we're going to try one more time. And hope we don't get any of the 4 operators we've already annoyed. Here we go.
AT&T, Mr. Santo. How may I help you?
Hi, I need a country code, please, for Kyrgyzstan.
1 second, let me check.
Thank you. Something's happening.
He's probably wondering why.
Time to go to 7.
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir.
And you are victorious. You've brought AT&T up to respectability and salvaged a 2 out of 5 score for intelligence. Too bad we have to wait 4 years to do this again. Okay, are we back?
That's absolutely the most ridiculous
He's
assertion
back.
I've ever heard.
He's back. You got him back, huh, somehow.
I didn't. Just stay away from him when he calms down himself.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do anything to annoy him anymore. But yes, that was confused the operator for this particular time. Yes, as I was explaining to Spiny off air, that is an Olympic event, and we won't be able to do it for another 4 years.
I see.
Yeah, we can do the usual confuse the operator, but this was more of an event. This was kind of a biathlon, if you will, confusing questions. So, it's 11 minutes to 2 o'clock. We have time for a few more phone calls. Only a few more. Time is ever fleeting, so I guess we ought to get to it, huh? Good evening, you're on. Good morning, rather.
Hi.
Hi, sorry for the mistake there.
It's okay.
All right. What can I do for you?
Nothing much. I was just seeing what was going on with the show.
Yeah, well, we just confused 5 operators, and that's pretty much our maximum for any night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, what's new?
Not much.
Not much.
Weather's been warm.
Is Jim there now?
Jim is here. But he's, I guess he's sort of still in a huff because somebody insulted him before.
I just can't agree with that.
He's going to deny it, but it's, all right, we'll just agree with him.
Jim,
then.
Huh?
But, yeah, he's, you meet the strangest people in radio.
Yeah, I guess so.
You sure do. So what's on your mind?
Nothing much. I'm just, I don't know, hanging out. I was with my friends and they all left at like 12:30. I don't know.
Yeah, they all left, huh?
Yep. So I'm just sitting here listening to Brain Damage.
Well, that's what you have to do when your friends leave at 12:30, which is a pretty early time for friends to leave, if you don't mind my opinion there.
Oh, I know. It's just that, like, I'm really exhausted because last night I went over to my friend's house. We had a party.
Uh-huh.
And they came over at 1 o'clock and didn't leave until 6:30 in the morning to this morning. So
6:30 in the morning, huh?
Yeah. I was kind of up a while, you know, and I didn't really get that much sleep, so I was like, I don't mean to be rude or be a bad hostess, but could you please leave because I want to get some sleep? And then I tried to get to bed, and I couldn't sleep anyway, so it was like I shouldn't have asked them to leave, but I was just exhausted.
Were you unable to sleep because you were so nasty?
No, I really wasn't nasty towards it. I just wanted to try to get some rest, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I just kind of laid in bed and couldn't fall asleep, I guess, because of how late I was up last night, and it's just really...
Well, so some people find it difficult to fall asleep when the sun is rising and hitting them square in the face.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
I can't fall asleep unless the sun is hitting me in the face.
Hello?
Yeah.
I think next weekend is, like, a year from when the bomb exploded in the World Trade Center.
Well, what do you know about that? I wonder how we'll be marking that anniversary.
Yeah, so I was just like, I don't know, it came across my mind.
Uh-huh.
And I figured I'd let you know. Have you seen any movies lately?
You know, I haven't. I haven't seen anything. I saw Philadelphia not too long ago.
Oh,
that was a really
good
film. That was a very good film.
Yeah.
The soundtrack, though, I'll tell you, the soundtrack kind of... I like the Springsteen song. It was done very well. It was filmed excellently. But they did this opera bit in the middle, and it just was so aggressive, and it wouldn't stop hitting you, and it just, you know, it made you kind of want to fight back.
Right.
And you shouldn't have to want to fight a film that you're seeing.
Yeah.
The film itself, though, was great, but it's just that soundtrack kind of was annoying at times.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Other
than that, I haven't seen anything really recently.
Yeah, I know. I was just curious.
Yeah. How about you?
Let's see. The last film I saw was, it had Nick Nolte in it, and I think it was called I'll Do Anything.
Okay.
I don't know. It was about this little girl and how it was his daughter and he had to take care of her or something. I don't know. I don't know. It was kind of stupid. I kind of wasted my money.
One of those feel-good films, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'll bet he didn't kill her in the end, right?
No.
See? That's so predictable.
Yeah.
You know?
Michael Jordan's birthday was on Thursday. I have, like, so much news in me. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just letting it all out.
That's something. That you would know a thing like that. I mean, was that announced in the papers?
It was, like, on a calendar that I had seen. I was, like, shopping because, I don't know, I was just at the Roosevelt Field Mall the other day, and
uh-huh.
I was shopping, looking in the bookstore. And
That is a mall among malls.
Yes.
It
is. Incredible.
Now, let me ask you, in the calendar, did it say basketball star or baseball star?
It said basketball.
It did, huh?
It didn't say baseball. It wasn't, like, too up-to-date, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's too up-to-date either as far as that kind of thing goes, but
right.
We'll just have to see.
That's I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be such a hot baseball player there. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Uh-huh. It's, well, I got to admire the guy for, you know, for trying something different.
Yeah, but
he quit. He quit in the middle of a career. I mean, he must only have like a couple of tens of millions saved up, so it's kind of a risky thing for him to do.
Right.
And then he just plunges into something else where he's only going to gross, you know, maybe a million a year.
Right. And plus, you know,
I got to admire that.
Like, he was such a great basketball player. I don't understand why he would give that up and then play baseball. I just couldn't. It just wouldn't go through my mind correctly. I didn't understand that, but.
You realize the only difference between baseball and basketball is a K and a T? Do you realize that?
Yeah, I knew that.
It's a small world. And, of course, the ball is smaller.
Right.
And you have to hit it instead of just throw it.
But my friend has a dilemma about our prom is coming up. It's next weekend. We have it's called a cotillion in my school.
Uh-huh.
And she was going with this guy named Phil. And he had a girlfriend, but she went to a different school. And so, you know, he said, you know, go with as you, like, because they were good friends and everything. So they decided they would go, and he never said anything to his girlfriend. So somehow the girlfriend found out, and he had to break the date with my friend. And now she doesn't have a date to this thing, and it's next weekend. So I figured that maybe if I could get on the teleconference that I could maybe find someone for her.
Okay, well, I'm looking around here, and Jim?
No.
All right, Jim is not free.
Jim is not free?
No. And I'll be at the hockey game.
All right.
Yeah. So, well, okay, we'll put you on the teleconference to see how that works out.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on. Guys, we have something for you.
Hello.
We're just going to connect you to this particular person here, and hopefully nature will...
I want to thank you for making new friends on teleconference.
Okay, well, you have the chance to make a real good new friend here, so let's let nature take its course here. You sure you know what you're getting yourself into here?
I hope so.
All right, well, good luck to you. I'm sure we'll be reading about this in the papers. Okay, they're together and they're conversing now. Gary Pecorino, how you doing?
All right, Eric.
You're going to be on the air next.
I will be on the air next.
Wow.
Following brain damage. It's a great honor.
It's something. I don't know if it's an honor, but it's definitely something to put on a resume as either having done or having survived.
Yes.
And, you're not a new voice. We've heard you before at various times throughout the years, but maybe some of the people listening to you are a new voice.
Could be.
Is there anything you want to say as means of introduction to these people?
Well, I'd like to say hello to them.
Shouldn't be frightened by...
No, they shouldn't be
the
frightened.
The ominous tone in your voice, though.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Stay with us, because I'm sure things will happen that will be nice.
I hope so.
Yeah. Don't turn the dial. You don't want them to do that, do you?
No.
No, Gary doesn't want you to
turn the dial.
Don't turn the dial, and Gary won't be unhappy.
We have ways of tracking.
That's right. And it's, you know, these are the 1990s now. We can see things. I mean, I don't do this on brain damage, but other people do. I don't think Jim does it, does he?
Please don't do that again.
Well, he doesn't like it being done to him either. So it's the real... Okay, Gary, you're kind of spooking me here, so I'm going to get out of here. And... I'll be back again, not next week, because the hockey game is next week, but a week after that. And, you're breathing into the microphone heavy there, aren't you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It should be an interesting show coming up in the next couple of hours here. So stay tuned to WUSB. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And stay healthy, stay sane, stay alive, all that kind of neat stuff. This is WUSB in Stony Brook. Brain Damage, out.
You know my name. You know my name. Look up and under. If you know my name. That's right, look up and under. Oh, you know, you know, you know my name. You know, you know, you know my name. You know my name. Look up and under. You know my name. Look up the number. You know my name, baby. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name.
Go on, Dennis. Dennis, let's hear it for Dennis Opel.
Ah!